Hi there, this is Steve Horsman with Good Guys to Great Men. In this video, I want to share another important insight for men in committed romantic relationships. This tip is important because it has a ticking time clock and a cutoff point you need to be aware of. Most guys don't know about this, and all women do, but they won't tell you about it. I was giving a little speech the other day in front of about 25 women, not too long ago, telling them about how I help men find stronger, more confident versions of themselves so they can create better relationships, more intimacy, and a happier life in general. And as you can imagine, they were looking at me with their arms folded and in doubt about what I was about to say. Later, they gave me a standing ovation. Not that I needed that, but it just confirmed what I already know, and what I'm about to tell you is absolutely true. You need to understand this truth and make a decision whether or not you want to do anything about it. I explained to these women the trend I see over and over again. It's the trend that normally results in a man reaching out to me for help. I call it the 2-year warning. This is the beginning of a 2-year clock that starts ticking when a woman has decided she's about 95% done with her marriage or her committed relationship. And at this point, she's slowly collecting more reasons to support her growing feeling that things just will never work out. And it's nearly impossible for a man to reverse this clock once it's started, especially if he doesn't even know it's ticking. And even if he does know the clock has started and he wants to slow it down, he needs to know some really important secrets about what she's feeling and what she's thinking and why. He also needs to know exactly what to do and who he must become to slow the clock down to buy himself some more time. Why don't women tell us when the clock starts? Well, in their mind, and they tell me this all the time, in their mind, they think they have. They think they have told us. They think that they've given us all the hints and the indirect warning shots possible that they just can't take it anymore. Their pain tolerance for the dysfunction and the hurt and the disconnection going on is far less than our tolerance is. They don't understand that, though. They can't believe we don't feel it like they do. And therefore, they don't communicate as directly as they need to get our serious attention to what's going on. So by the time a man gets the news that she's done in quotes, right? She's done and there's no turning back. He says, why didn't you tell me? Why can't we fix this? Trust me, I can change. Believe me. And then she just rolls her eyes in anger and sadness and disbelief and distrust. Now, it's been over 5 years since I had my own personal experience with this, and I remember it like it was yesterday. It's funny how we clearly remember those things that hurt us badly. My story with the 2-year warning was typical. I was the typical guy who didn't know the clock was running in her head. Did I know things weren't perfect? Sure. Did I sometimes think about what it might be like to get divorced? Yeah, I did. And did I know there was real big trouble in the sex department? Definitely. But I was blind to the real stuff going on inside her. It's that tick, tick, tick of a woman systematically shutting down that I couldn't see. Picture an office building at night where all the lights are on, but they're turning off one at a time. And before you even notice it, the building is dark. That's what my wife was doing. She was that office building, slowly and surely collecting more and more confirmation each day, just shutting off one more light. And I had no clue. I didn't even believe it was conscious to her at the time. It was simply her way of surviving a kind of emotional pain that I just couldn't see or understand, of course, until it was too late. The worst part of the 2-year warning is that a lot of men can only see the clock when the time is up. And that often comes in the most hurtful ways. And for me, it was one of the most popular ways. She had been setting up her plan B for quite a while. Plan B is that escape route that includes other men, other jobs, other states, any other thing that isn't you. I just knew something was wrong. And my suspicions were finally confirmed when I discovered her secret sexy conversations on her cell phone. Reading text messages between your wife and her plan B guy is one of the worst feelings a man will ever experience, much like a direct kick in the nuts. But the pain lasts a lot longer. I thought this was the beginning of my chance to fix things, to do better, to get counseling, and to start self-work. I became a self-help junkie. I thought I had time. I had no clue that the clock had already run out because I didn't even know it was running. And I did all the typical begging and crying and worrying. And I tried to convince her I just knew we could reconnect. I knew I could change. We could reinvent our marriage and make it better than ever. Version 2.0, I called it. A second marriage to each other. And I wrote the deepest, most honest, heartfelt letter I've written in my life about our future, about what I imagined. I had no idea what it meant when a woman was permanently checked out, because everything I did fell on deaf ears. And after 28 years of trying to figure out how to be a man in a marriage and be happy, it was over, just like that. Her clock ran out. It just ran out, and I was shell-shocked. The good news about this was that shock caused me to find inspiration with some really smart men. They helped me realize that the best thing I could possibly do at this point is to use this time to work on myself, even though I had no freaking idea what that actually meant. I had to find a way to calm my nerves and focus on something more important than my pain, the pain that I was feeling at that moment. So I dug deep and I started learning things that I figured out I wished somebody would have told me when I was 20 years old, 30 years before. We filed for divorce and we entered that waiting period before divorce is final, and I continued my deep dive into my own emotional and mental challenges about women and relationships, confidence and purpose and masculinity. I became a student of it, and I began to feel good again. I felt clear about what happened and confident that I wasn't a horrible man or a failure for being where I was. My energy was positive and calm and deliberate. I felt like I had no more need to blame or beg or argue, and I was determined to be a kind, loving, strong man, even as I was facing the end of my marriage. I had built confidence that my life without her wouldn't kill me. In fact, my new mindset made me very confident that I had a lot to look forward to. Then something unexpected happened. Apparently, my new energy wasn't going unnoticed. My soon-to-be ex-wife started having second thoughts about pursuing her new life without me. And toward the end of the divorce waiting period, she came back to Colorado and asked to stay at the house so she could pack up her stuff and get ready for the U-Haul. And I agreed. And a couple nights later, we're sitting in the kitchen at the small table. And she looked at me and she said, "Are you sure this isn't worth saving? Doesn't our history matter?" Those were the very last words I expected to hear from a woman who had already decided that I was not going to be part of her life. She had already left. She was already firmly planted into her plan B. Luckily, I was prepared somewhat for this because my mentors had told me that this happens all the time when a man makes real changes in himself for the right reasons. He respects himself again, and he's clear about the kind of life he wants to live. And he doesn't react from anger or fear anymore, and he becomes interesting again. Apparently, I had become interesting again. And now what a man does at this point is a very personal decision. There is no right or wrong response when a woman who has left you wants back into relationship with you. So you'll need to make your own correct decision. In my story, my decision was the hardest and the saddest one I've ever made in my life. I chose to set her free. All the work I had done on me convinced me of my truth. My path forward could not include her. Neither of us would be able to create the life that we really wanted with each other. I knew that in my soul. So that's what I said, plain and simple, but not without deep introspection and serious work on my own mindset and beliefs. 5 years later, here I am, and I'm feeling more stoked, more engaged, more excited about life than I ever have been in my prior 50 years. I've learned more things faster about men, women, sex, and relationships than in my first 50 years. I've created a new, fun, respectful, connected, and sexy relationship with a woman. And this relationship in my new life inspires me every day to keep learning and growing. I'm enjoying intimacy, affection, and appreciation in ways that I know most guys only fantasize about, because I was one of those guys. And I've created a new business that reflects my passions and my true strengths, my true gifts I want to give to this world. I can't wait to start every single day I'm up. Every day I wake up, I feel possessed by a sense of purpose and a mission. I'm moving constantly in the direction I want to go. In a minute, I'm going to tell you about a way I've developed to help other men change their mojo and create their own version of a happy ending, whether or not they stay married. But I first want to help you understand the 2-year warning signs and how to respond to them. I want to give you a little deeper insight into the 2-year warning phenomenon that might help you. It just might help you hear the clock ticking and to have a chance to stop it in time and start doing some work. These are the signs. Some of them are subtle and some aren't, and you'll need to be aware of them. These are the signs that the clock is about to start or it already has. There's a faint disconnection, a disinterest, or dismissiveness in her nature, and you've almost stopped caring about it. Maybe the nagging stops, and even though you've not changed anything, she's just stopped nagging because she stopped trying. You feel sad and angry and resentful on most days, and you both are using backhanded sarcasm, criticism, or joking meant to cut each other down. Maybe she's spending more time than usual with the girls. You're thinking about having an affair. Maybe she has some strange new habits or tattoos or changes in her drinking or eating habits or even using strange new profanity that you've never heard. Maybe she's talking more sexual. Maybe she's more unabashed in her recognition of other men. Oddly, it's a good sign if they're still nagging, arguing, fighting, and crying from her. It means she still cares. It means the clock may just only be getting ramped up. But most guys don't even notice those clock ticking signs I gave you, and if they do, they ignore them as unimportant. It's because us guys tend to avoid the discomfort of what's happening around us, and we tend to isolate ourselves from it, or we'll confront it head on with aggressive, argumentative, and threatening behavior. Yeah, both of those are bad choices. There are very clear and very specific ways a man can respond to the signs of the ticking clock that will slow it down. These are dramatic changes in his way of being and his way of interacting with her. It's not trickery. It's not manipulation or playing games. This is a drastic change in your energy and your mindset and your mojo. And by that, I mean how you are thinking about her and how you think of yourself as a man in relationship to her. First, you need to get crystal clear on exactly what's going on and what she is thinking and what she is feeling. When you get this, you can begin to see how the changes you're about to make will directly start to counteract her negative thoughts and feelings toward you. And she won't tell you this is happening. She may not even know it yet herself, but trust me, all you have to worry about is being consistent at this point. Consistency is key. Your changes are going to include some more masculine level of behaviors and presence when you speak with her, things you may not have ever done in your entire marriage. These changes will include a new way to step into your role as a strong man and a husband so she can start to trust that you can hear the clock ticking. She needs faith that you get it. She's going to be amazed at your calm, deliberate way of handling yourself and how you respond to her test of your growing mojo. You will be tested. Promise me. I promise you, you will be tested. Most importantly, you're going to feel clear and confident in yourself and who you are being. This is the most important change you will make, and it is the only change that she will be able to lean into and trust. Rekindling that trust is your first step in turning the clock off. Now, most guys hear this kind of stuff and can't believe it's possible. They don't see how to get there from here. They've been reading all the what's and all the books and podcasts and articles they read. You can get all the what's in the world. It's the how that's missing to make this possible for you. I've developed a personal customized mentoring program around what you need most. We accomplish a lot in a very short amount of time that gets results quickly. This accelerates your ability to change your mojo and start respecting yourself and feeling like a man again. I call my program Masculine Confidence Intensive. It's not an online course where you can just buy it and never really do anything with it. It's a highly personalized, laser-focused that creates permanent changes in your masculine frame. I personally create the curriculum around you. It's based on your actual problems, the ones that you're facing and the ones that you need for your personal development. It gives you such clarity about your next step, you're going to grin that you haven't already done this. And I'm talking about life-changing results for you in a very short amount of time. This is designed for men who are tired of feeling hopeless and are ready to commit to work on real changes in their mindset that'll get them the results they want. One man told me recently on a call that he can't believe how his marriage has improved in only 8 weeks. She's more interested in him. She's asking him for his advice like she used to do. She wants to rub his back and sit with him on the couch to watch TV, which hasn't happened for months. Now, most women think men who make this kind of change this fast must have another woman in their life. So his wife is now checking his Facebook account secretly to see what he's up to, wondering how could he get there so fast? How could he change so quickly? And the quality of their sex has improved in ways that he's embarrassed to actually tell me about. And all of this because he chose to change himself for himself. And these are not unusual results. The one thing every man needs before he can even decide if he's ready for this kind of intense work is a conversation with his mentor. I want you to contact me for a consultation call. I want you to contact me plain and simple. This conversation will last from 60 to 90 minutes, and it'll be an actual mentoring conversation where you're going to dive deep with me. We'll first cover your history and your current situation, and we're going to talk about your biggest pains and your biggest dreams. And we're going to talk about all the roadblocks and yeah buts keeping you from becoming the man you want to be and getting the kind of relationship that you've always wanted. This call is meant for us to connect at a deep level and to be able to know if we're even a fit for working together. And that's only possible through an honest and trusting, open conversation. By the end of this call, you're going to have some concrete steps you can take that night to improve your next few days. Men also tell me that at the end of these free calls that they feel more confident and optimistic and upbeat than they have for months. We'll know how we feel about each other and whether we think we could work together. To set up this call, I want you to click on the link below this video. It'll take you to a simple application. And with this information, our call is going to hit the ground running, and I'll be able to serve you more deeply and more powerfully when we finally talk. When I get your application, I'll contact you in a few days to schedule the call. The only risk you have in scheduling this call is the risk of being seen and being heard and being understood like you may never have felt before. Yeah, it's edgy and it's vulnerable for two dudes to talk together on the phone for over an hour. You're going to need to get over that if you want to create the life you've always dreamed of. We'll talk soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.